Welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Scott Herrick. And today's sponsor is the National Denture Museum in Lawrence, Kansas, where the current exhibition features consonant practice with Sister Deidre O'Hallahan.
Well, thank you, and buy those museum tickets, why don't you? Today's episode dallies with the concept of a private service announcement. This is an important one, but what's even more important is what, Scott?
Well, in the basement of each of these episodes, way down there, is an implicit question. And if the listener can figure out what that is without, you know, getting into trouble, he or she would do what, Tony, at that point?
Write it down, mail it in, and if your implicit question is correct, you could win a valuable prize. Hello, listener. Here's hoping that alarm woke you from your torpor as you snooze through the banter.
Although some listeners think banter is, quote, the best part of the show, unquote, we're aware that some of you snuggle down inside your roomy cardigan with its Irish whiskey pocket and sleep through the first minute and a half of the show.
But we need you awake now, because we're here to deliver an urgent private service announcement from Men in Charge.
We seldom do this, listener, perhaps once a month at the most. But we're here to warn you of the imminent danger of the oncoming, potentially catastrophic, naming of a child.
Or a grandchild. Or an incoming niece, nephew, cousin, or godchild. The crisis isn't just near, it's here.
Listener, it's not that your kid will simply blame you in the future if you casually commit the spiritual violence of substituting the letter Y for a vowel.
So, the noble Cameron becomes the ironically self-unassured Cameron. Hear the difference?
What's worse, you might take a great fun name like Riley.
Good for boys, girls, and everything in between.
And spell it R-Y-L-E-I-G-H, perhaps thinking that this twisted perversion of rational nomenclature adds that special touch of class that you just can't get with names like Agnes and Louise.
But Kevin, it gets worse. Even the worst demons out of Dante's Inferno would not pause from their work baking souls in human kilns to spell that name R-Y-L-E-E. Folks, this is a great way to signal the world that you licked the lead paint on your windowsill when you were growing up.
But our opprobrium doesn't stop there. We'd also like to warn you about other ways you might destroy your kid's dignity.
Such as embarrassing initials like J.D. or the still popular B.J.
Or using nonsense words instead of actual names like Moon Unit Zappa. And as always, avoid porn star names.
And remember, names that are just numbers, like 1069 or 867-5309, are illegal in most states and one popular province of Canada.
We hope this Men in Charge private service announcement is helpful to you before you face your next christening crisis.
And we'd call you by your given name, listener, but, you know, it's discomforting to us. And relatively shameful for you.
Oops!
So, Kevin, shoot.
Just call me Emily.
Okay. So, Emily, did anyone write in with an implicit question?
Yes, we did get an interesting response from a Louise Rumble from Lewiston, Idaho, who asks, do all five of my kids really need different names?
Well, no, they don't. But that's not the answer. We don't give answers to the questions. We just discard the question as wrong. And that's wrong.
I'm sorry. It's so funny.
And we're out of time. So let's thank the writer of today's episode, Kevin Decker, and the cast was Tony Flynn and Kevin Decker.
We'd also like to thank the only man who seems to realize that if you give a man a fish, he'll have to pay you, Brian Lindsay. And remember,
don't be a fascist.